As mentioned, we have seen, unfortunately, deaths at initiation schools in the Eastern Cape. So far, 6 deaths have been reported in that province caused by dehydration and septicemia. And joining us on the line is the Deputy Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Obed Babela. DM, thank you very much for making time to speak to us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Unfortunate that one has to always be confronted with this reality, Deputy Minister, of the deaths of young men at these initiation schools. As a department, what more needs to be done?
It is indeed unfortunate that we have lost 6 young lives, our future, our youth. Among them probably are those who are to become doctors, scientists or engineers that are going to help our country. 6 more deaths is too much. As a department, we have the law that is still in the making, unfortunately, whilst lives have been lost. And we hope, therefore, that law, once it's come into law, it will help us a great deal. However, through the campaigns that we had initiated the past 3 years, we have managed to reduce deaths to now, as we speak, 6, which is still too much. We hope we could reach zero level, but it's 1 digit for now. And I just hope it doesn't go up, because most of the children, fortunately, are coming back next week and then before Christmas, and hoping, therefore, that this figure will not rise. But dehydration is the main cause. Initiation in summer is an issue, and we have engaged traditional leaders to say, can we then begin to look at the calendar of initiation general across the country? We all do it in winter, but there are certain cultural beliefs that are there that we still have to engage, talk, and really look at the safety. Whilst we appreciate that this is a cultural value system that has existed, but conditions of human nature have changed now in the world, and we have to let winter as the best season for everybody to go for initiation.
While we're waiting for the changes to the laws, as you've mentioned, Deputy Minister, those whom you do engage, whether it is community members or the traditional leaders, are you being heard?
We are being heard, but it's not far enough, because at the end, in the Eastern Cape, if you know, it's the family initiative. They don't even go to the traditional leaders. You go into the yard, people will just build an initiation school in the yard, and they do it according to the family tradition. And then when you go to the traditional, I didn't even know that they were running a school there. And then secondly, there are those illegal schools that are just mushrooming in the mountains there, in the forest there, where we don't even know as government that these schools have been established. Both as government and traditional leaders will not know about it until when the children arrive in hospital, already injured, and it's only then when they confess that, yes, there's a school somewhere, and the police will then be chasing those people, closing that the school, but sometimes it's too late, and deaths have occurred, injuries have occurred. And this law will then be giving us powers that those, if found, then they will be arrested, prosecuted, and then sentenced. Currently, you can only close down the school, burn it down, and that's it. There's no law that says you can arrest them unless there's a death that occurs.
Are there time frames, Deputy Minister, as to when we'll see this this law, this proposed changes into effect?
Well, I don't have control of parliamentary programs. Sure. It has been in parliament system for now. It's almost a year now. I'm not sure when is it going to be taken for public hearings. It still has to be tested through the public hearing, and thereafter go back to the National Assembly and then go to the NCOP. NCOP will still go back to the provinces for consultation. So it may take a year or two. But unfortunately, we're told that by now it should be somewhere towards its conclusion so that the president can then submit it into law. But it's still far away from it. The only thing that we need to intensify is to get and mobilize the resources within government and to go out into the communities for awareness, intense awareness, education campaign, and talk to the children, talk to the families, talk to the young boys in the schools that you are not yet 18 years, don't go to these schools, because the young children who are 16, 17, up to 18, some of them are still young to go to the schools. And I said, why do you go? They say, we are going there because our children are taunting at us, they call us by names, and I just wanted to go and do it so that when I come back, I can say I'm a man too, so that they don't send me for useless errands because they say I didn't go to the mountains. I go as young as that simply because of the myths and then also the stereotyping that is taking place, the peer pressures that are there. We need to go and really undo all that damage in their minds so that we could. And, but secondly, there's this thing that you don't have to drink water months before you go into the school. They don't believe in this thing and they don't drink water. They go in there, they go through the surgical process, and that needs a body that taking fluids and water is part of the fluid. And then these children says, no, if you take water, it means you're not man enough.
So yeah, there's a lot of
stereotype things that are taking place there.
A lot of issues that we need to be addressing, the education that is needed. But we appreciate your time, the Deputy Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, joining us on the line, talking about how so far, unfortunately, in the Eastern Cape, 6 deaths have been reported at initiation schools. It is really tragic.